Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
All right, so you might have seen the trailer for this new movie, scary movie called Cabin in the Woods. It's coming out. It's hit theaters on Friday. The director of that movie is the same guy behind Cloverfield. Love that movie, by the way. Man. Drew Goddard is here.
Cabin in the Woods. This, I have turned down my entire life invitations to go to people's cottages because I grew up in the 80s and I know what happens when a guy like me, good looking, goes to somebody's cottage, which I probably drink too much, wind up in bed with a girl wearing only my hoodie and a pair of gym socks, and then a spike comes up through the bottom of the bed. I'm terrified of cottages. Why do you want to do this to an entirely new generation?
Yeah, you would be the first to go, no doubt about it.
No, Mocha would be. Are you kidding?
The Mocha would say,
you know what? No, let's be real, and I can say this, that traditionally, in horror movies, it's always the non-whites that go first.
Thank you.
Mocha would go early, but I think we would. Don't get me wrong. Neither of you are making it through this.
Okay. Okay. Why do you want to do this to an entire new generation of people?
Well, you know, I just love horror movies. Yeah. You know, it comes from a place of loving the films themselves, loving that feeling when you're with an audience and you get to hear everyone around you screaming and laughing and cheering. And we just wanted to make the ultimate version of that.
And the ultimate version, I've only seen the trailer for this, but the ultimate version seems like you have done away with the traditional guy with a machete and sort of turned it into this weird, bizarre world of like a collective of psycho killers that are somehow working their magic on these kids in the cabin.
I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but that sounds pretty good. When I hear you say that, I go, yeah, I want to see that movie. Yeah.
Is this movie, just again, watching the trailer, does it take place in like another dimension or?
It takes place in our world.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But our world's a little bit skewed in the cabin in the woods. And as the movie goes, it gets a lot more skewed.
It's a Ron Zamoka Show on Kiss 92.5. Drew Goddard is in here with us right now. He's the guy behind the new movie Cabin in the Woods coming out on Friday. He's also the guy behind Cloverfield.
How do you know when you have somebody? Do you know, is it in the writing process? Is it when you see the first, you know, shot that you guys had done that day? When do you know that, you know, you hit it as far as people are going to be scared? Like, when do you know that moment of where you're like, okay, my instincts were right. This is going to terrify people.
You can feel it on the crew. You can feel, you know, if your actors need a minute after that last take, that's a good sign because they're so scared themselves. Like you can
really
feel, absolutely, like you can feel the sort of electricity course through the set.
Who's the pretty girl in the movie? There has to be a pretty girl.
So we got a couple of them for you.
Okay, good.
We got Kristen Connolly, spectacular actress, a girl named Anna Hutchison, also spectacular. We did a lengthy casting search to find these girls.
Yeah.
And they really deliver.
And we can't overlook one of the big sells, which comes with a built-in audience, which is that Joss Whedon's attached to this, right?
Absolutely,
which,
yes,
just for that alone, being able to put Joss Whedon's name on a poster is huge.
And when you know his name is on something, you know it's going to be fresh and new. You know it's not your average everyday movie.
Yeah.
And that is certainly not the case here. He is he's great.
All right, now before we wrap things up, before we let you go, you know we got to ask you about Cloverfield 2.
Yes.
The news came out that there's a possibility. What's the latest development on that?
I mean, I wish it was more concrete and we could say yes, we're going into production next week. We're not. We're still just talking about it, you know. I did Cloverfield with Matt Reeves, who directed, and J.J. Abrams, mm-hmm, who produced it. And the three of us all want to do it. It's just finding the right idea. Nobody wants to make a sequel just for the sake of making a sequel. We want to do something fresh and new.
Cloverfield was one of those movies that sort of you guys capitalized on YouTube before a lot of other movies did, because with Cloverfield, it really didn't matter about the movie. The trailer for that movie was what freaked everybody out. Like,
right,
you were the first one to kind of have that, like, YouTube trailer of a movie that everybody sort of forwarded to each other being like, what is this?
Yeah, we really managed to keep it under wraps and not, so people didn't know what it was, you know, through the entire time shooting the movie. So we were able to drop it, you know, on Transformers, I think it was. And no one had any idea what this movie was, which was fun.
Now, with the success of Cloverfield 1 and like all the hype surrounding it right when it came out, why wait so long to even start discussions on Cloverfield 2?
You know, part of it is just we're busy. I went away to shoot Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
JJ's doing Star Trek. It's all
damn
about
Star Trek.
I know, it's always Star Trek's fault.
And also, you have to let them rebuild New York.
That's right.
Right?
True.
You couldn't come out with Cloverfield 2 a year and a half later, because there's no way they could have rebuilt New York in 2.5 years. You got to wait almost a decade.
Monster destroyed.
It takes some time.
All right, Drew Goddard, thank you so much for hanging out on the Ron Zamoka Show.
Guys, thank you so much.
Wake your ass up. The Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.